The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 298 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published December 24. The new cases reported today include Collingwood, 15, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. All cases still under investigation. Clearview, 5, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. One case is linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 11, 2 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old, and 2 people over 79 years old. All cases still under investigation. Barrie 86, 21 youth under 18 years old, 27 people between 18 and 34 years old, 13 people between 35 and 44 years old, 17 people between 45 and 64 years old, 5 between 65 and 79 years old, and 3 people over 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak related, 1 is linked to close contact, and the rest are still under investigation or are listed with the transmission source as undetermined. There is an active outbreak at the Barrie View Retirement Home, declared December 17, and there are 15 resident cases, and fewer than 5 staff cases reported with the outbreak to date. There is also an outbreak at the Bob Rumbaugh Long-Term Care Home for the Deaf in Barrie with fewer than 5 resident cases and 0 staff cases. Springwater, 16, 3 youth under 18, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 5 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 22, 4 youth under 18, 8 between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 5 people between 45 and 64 years old. All cases still under investigation. Bradford, 24, 4 youth under 18, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 8 people between 45 and 64 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 15, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, 6 people between 45 and 74 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak related, and the rest are under investigation or undetermined. Trillium Manor is currently in a COVID-19 outbreak with fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. The outbreak was declared December 17. Oro Medant, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 3 people between 65 and 79 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Severn, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old and 4 people between 18 and 34 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Remara, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Midland, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 8, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. All cases are still under investigation. Tay, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 8, 3 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. One case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. ESA, 13, 5 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old. All cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 28, 3 youth under 18 years old, 10 people between 18 and 34 years old, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, 9 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. One case is outbreak-related, one is listed as community-acquired, and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. Muskoka, 18, Muskoka Lakes, 1, Huntsville, 8, Gravenhurst, 6, Bracebridge, 3. Included in the new cases reported today are 84 unvaccinated, 14 partially vaccinated, and 189 fully vaccinated people. There are 1,836 active cases in the region. 25 Simcoe Muskoka residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. At least 9 of the hospitalized cases are in intensive care. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 75 unvaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19, 10 partially vaccinated, and 31 fully vaccinated in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 18,448 cases of COVID-19 with 16,326 of those cases recovered and 286 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. There will be no COVID update from the health unit again until December 29. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 24. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Aj Tosarantio 286,264 the 2nd of December 23,2413 68.76.7% Barry 6,329.5 550,134 the 9th of December 23,4 126,193.85.8% Bradford WG 2,569,2,391.41 December 23rd 5. 885,147.85.7% Clearview 212,178.5 the 2nd of December 23,1410.53.84.5% Collingwood 357,312 the 4th of December 23,1447.45.89.5% ESA 718,647.6 the 1st of December 23,2 979,133.75.1% Innisfil 1,694 1,531.21 the 1st of December 23,4 109,175.84.8% Midland 320,275.6 the 2nd of December 23,1 748,109.87.1% New Tecumseh 1,894 1,752.19 the 1st of December 23,4 473,116.80.4% Aurelia 638,523.10 the 1st of December 23,1 887,151.89.5% Oro Medant 408,339.6 the 2nd of December 23,1 749,142.84.1% Penetanguishene 284,253.8 the 1st of December 23,2947.52.90.5% Ramara 183,163.1 the 1st of December 23,1 750,124.86.7% Severn 183,148 the 3rd of December 23,12267.85.3% Springwater 570,441 the 2nd of December 23,259,345.91.7% Tay 190,164 the 3rd of December 23,167,125.87.4% Tiny 214,176.2 the 1st of December 23,542,142.79.7% Wasaga Beach 457,411.5 the 2nd of December 23,1928.63.86.6% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 12. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.